In topic two, we studied spiritual creation. We saw that God created human beings as image bearers, embodied souls, fully spiritual and fully physical. The human person was made to live before God with dignity, work, relationship, freedom, and holy boundaries. Now we turn to Genesis 3 and the fall. The fall was not simply the breaking of a rule. It was the fall of the soul. That means the whole person turned away from God's good design. Remember, in this course, soul does not mean a ghost inside the body. Soul means the living person before God. So when humanity fell, it was not only the spiritual part that was damaged. The whole person was affected. Worship, desire, thinking, body, relationships, work, speech, emotions, trust, and identity. Genesis 3 begins with the serpent questioning God's word. The temptation sounds spiritual, intelligent, and freeing. The serpent asks, "Has God really said?" That question attacks trust. It suggests that God's boundary is not love, but control. This is one of Satan's oldest strategies. He tries to make God's goodness look suspicious. He tries to make holy boundaries look like oppression. He tries to make independence from God look like wisdom. Adam and Eve were not forced. They had agency. They were image bearers with real responsibility. The serpent deceived, but the humans chose. They reached for God-likeness without God. They wanted wisdom without obedience, freedom without trust, and identity without surrender. That is still the pattern of sin. Sin is not only doing bad things. Sin is missing the mark of God's design. It is a disordered alignment of the whole person. We may still want good things, but we reach for them in disconnected ways. We want pleasure without holiness, knowledge without humility, power without service, and freedom without love. Spiritual growth requires honest naming. We do not name sin in order to sink into shame. We name sin because God's truth opens the way to healing. Genesis 3 teaches us that human brokenness is deep, but it also teaches us that God comes looking for fallen people. The fall of the soul is real, but it is not the end of the story.